This podcast is brought to you by the Medicus Golf Institute. www.medicusgolfinstitute.com. Yes, there is a secret to golf. Homer Kelly called it clubhead lag. He also said it is simple, elusive, indispensable, without substitute or compensation, and always present. But what is lag? We've all heard the term. Lag can be defined as trailing or following. Golf instruction tells us we need to have it, but why? So in this audio, we're going to focus on clubhead lag. Clubhead lag promotes even and steady acceleration, assuring dependable control of distance. An example would be a tour player hitting a shot. As the player starts their pre-shot, the announcer tells us that the player has 193 yards to the flag and they're going to hit a 6-iron. A 6-iron! And a lot of players love to hit a driver that far. But in every good swing, at the moment of impact, the club shaft is always leaning forward. Or, what that means is, the grip of the club, where you're holding it, is in front of the club head, leaning towards target. That effectively turns a 6 into a 5 or a 4. The average player, however, arrives at impact with the hands behind the ball. So the club shaft's either vertical or leaning backwards. That means the club head moved in front of the hands. This adds loft and turns that 6-iron into a 7 or 8-iron. So, do you play golf with someone that's always complaining that all of their irons go the same distance? Well, these players all have backward-leaning club shaft instead of a forward-leaning club shaft. Another thing is that good players always use what's called steady acceleration. That means the club is always accelerating, and the poorer players over-accelerate. In other words, their hands reach a maximum speed before reaching impact, and then that dissipates all of the club head lag. So here's a couple of drills for you to establish and maintain clubhead lag. First, you have to understand and feel what lag is supposed to feel like. Well, if you had one of those old heavy string mops and you had it soaking wet with water and you're holding the handle, try to drag that string mop through impact. So for a drill, you can just tie a towel around your club head, around the hosel down there where the club head and the shaft meet, and then place the club head on the ground just outside your right foot. Now try to use your wrists and take that club face to the ball. You'll see that's difficult at best, and the shaft's going to be leaning backwards. Now put the club in the same spot, but this time rotate your right shoulder down plane and allow your right shoulder to drag the arms towards right field. You get a distinct sensation of dragging and a heavy pressure through the ball. Now for another drill, you can simply take a piece of rope and hold it like a club, go to the top of the backstroke, and allow the rope to just rest right on the top of your right shoulder. As you start down, feel like the rope stays on top of your shoulder. As you take your hands and right shoulder down plane to the golf ball or a spot in front of the ball. The golfing machine calls this a rope handle technique. And as you'll see, the end of the rope is lagging your hands. The majority of golfers do just the opposite. They try to move the club head with the wrists, and that produces a quitting motion, and the club moves upward toward impact instead of downward. Now, important thing to remember is a proper lagging club head produces a strong downward thrust, which adds distance, trajectory, and consistency. And finally, for one more drill, take a duffel bag, a pillow, an impact bag, anything like that. Set it down where it would be, where the golf ball would be at address. Take the club back to waist high with the club shaft parallel to the target line and horizontal to the ground. Now from there, don't do anything with your hands. Just rotate your right shoulder down plane to the golf ball. And again, let that drag your arms, hands, and club to that bag, and it's moving towards right field. That'll bring everything in impact position, and your club head will be back.